In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, and welcome back to some more of The Morning Buzz. It is now 7:08, and I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And I am above and beyond excited this morning. We have a very special guest in the studio. Please help me welcome the commanding officer, Captain Aaron Shoemaker. Sir, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks, and thanks for letting me be here today. I got to say, I love the intro song with Danger Zone.
Yes, indeed.
And hopefully it's not too much of a burden on the community. But a couple of years ago, the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society did a fun drive on the radio, and I paid some good money to have that song play, and it played for like 3.5 hours.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
And it's also somewhat apropos. Rest in peace, Iceman.
Yes.
Val Kilmer just passed away a couple of days ago, so it's kind of a neat way to start the day. Thankful to be here today.
Absolutely, and sir, we really appreciate you for stopping by the station today, and we've got so much ground to cover with our commanding officer when we return, so make sure you continue to keep it here, and we'll continue to keep the music coming. Here's Blue Swede with Hooked on a Feeling on 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you, America's best.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga.
And that was James Brown with I Got You, I Feel Good. And there is no better song to start that Friday morning of yours. And if you are just tuning in, we've got the commanding officer, Captain Aaron Shoemaker, in the studio with us this morning. And sir, if you would like to give us some indication as to why we're interviewing with you this morning.
Thanks for having me on the radio today. I got to tell you, like, the energy on the air today is eclectic. So this is awesome.
Yes, sir.
A lot of good energy out there today. What I'd like to talk about briefly today, and then maybe a couple other things, but some of the April awareness campaigns that we have coming up. For those that aren't familiar, April is Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, as well as Month of the Military Child.
That it is. I would like to just get right into the interview, sir, because I know we've got a few questions lined up. First and foremost, what is the Department of Defense's Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month theme this year?
This year's theme continues to be Step Forward, Prevent, Report, and Advocate. So the Step Forward campaign is a call to action for all individuals to use their personal and collective strengths to advance meaningful change in preventing and responding to sexual violence. Yesterday, we cut a cake over at the galley to open up our Sexual Assault Prevention Response Month. And later this morning, I'll be joined by leadership from across the Sigonella community, our fleet and family support team, as well as our victim advocates. And together, we'll sign this year's Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Proclamation. That'll happen at 10:30 this morning over at NAS 2 in front of Building 618 by the big flagpole. And everyone from our community is invited to attend. And hope to see a big crowd. In doing so, we hope to highlight the acts that bolster prevention, increase supporting, and promote advocacy for a safer community as a step forward for all of us. And again, I hope we have a big crowd today.
Absolutely, sir. Besides taking part in the events like the one that will be held today, can you speak to some of the other ways we can advance meaningful change and respond to sexual violence?
Sure. 2023, DOD launched their phase one of the Step Forward campaign to increase awareness of sexual assault and resources to enhance the response. Phase two launched last year with the goal of changing harmful behaviors, providing support to victims of sexual assault, and encouraging sexual assault prevention initiatives year-round. The Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office supports these goals and initiatives through a variety of different ways, such as through surveys and informational sheets, and they also spread awareness by policy updates and annual reports. In fact, the most recent annual report on sexual harassment and violence at the Military Service Academies was released just last month, and I would encourage everyone to take a read, get more knowledgeable about sexual assault and how we can prevent it, and then stay up to date on all the guidance that surrounds sexual assault awareness and prevention.
Thank you so much, sir. And as a reminder to our community, what are the reporting options for sexual assault?
First and foremost, it is safe to report incidents of sexual assault. It is absolutely safe. The DoD Safe Helpline is a secure, confidential, and anonymous crisis support service for our military members and personnel. All Safe Helpline services are tailored to support the DoD community and their loved ones. And in general, there's two basic types of reports, restricted and unrestricted. An unrestricted report will notify your command and law enforcement, and it will also provide for access to healthcare advocacy and legal services. A restricted report provides those same healthcare advocacy and legal services, but it does not notify your chain of command or law.
Thank you so much for that information, sir. And we're going to continue to keep the conversation going, and we're just going to get right back into the music. And when we return, we've got a great deal of information to provide you. Here's Ava Max with My Head and My Heart on 105.9. And that was Benny King with Stand By Me. If you are just joining us, we've got the commanding officer, Captain Shoemaker, at the station with us and in the studio this morning. And so we're just going to continue with the questions that we've got lined up for you, sir. The second topic we're here to discuss today is the Month of the Military Child. As a leader, how do you implement the Department of Defense's initiative of taking care of our military children?
First, I'd say I believe strong families contribute to a strong military, and ensuring the well-being of our military kids is essential to our mission. Our military children face many challenges and unique experiences due to their parents' service, whether it's moving every 2 or 3 years, leaving friends and family behind, or moving overseas, which is especially true of our kids here. Month of Military Child encourages us to recognize these challenges, celebrate our children's global perspectives, and nurture connections to build a stronger community. One of the extremely valuable resources is Military OneSource, and they offer incredible resources that include mental health toolkits, coping strategies, healthy lifestyle practices, and more.
Thank you, sir. How can we recognize and support our military children this month and throughout the year?
We need to remind ourselves that our military children serve our country too, as they're a part of our military family. We need to show up for them the same way they show up for us, and that's by being present. And we've got an awesome opportunity to do that next week on Wednesday, April 9th. It's Purple Up Day. Put on your purple clothes, show up and support. And that kicks off about 7:30 in the morning over out in front of the school. I hope to line the streets and the sidewalks with people dressed in purple. We've done this every year where we clap the kids into school. It's a really neat experience. And then there'll be a Purple Up picnic at 10:15, and parents are invited to come and join in that lunch. And then after lunch, there will be a big carnival and field day. So hope we get a big turnout next week for Purple Up Day.
Thank you so much for that information. And for those of you that are tuned in, make sure you continue to keep it here, because we still have a lot more information to cover with our commanding officer when we return. You're listening to 105.9. That was Charlie Puth with One Call Away. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we've got our amazing commanding officer here in the studio with us this morning, and we're going to get right back into our conversation. So, sir, we talked a bit earlier about April being Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month, but let's take a little ride in our AFN time machine this morning and talk about another monthly observance that was close to your heart during your time in Sigonella: suicide prevention. You've been a very strong advocate of suicide prevention and mental health initiatives throughout your time here. Can you expand on why suicide prevention and awareness is a topic close to your heart?
Sure, and I want to start and end my comments on suicide prevention and mental health with something that I say fairly often. It is okay to not be okay, and is it okay to get help? Well, I've shared my story before, but for those that don't know, I lost my younger brother to suicide 5 years ago last month. Obviously, it was a very difficult time for me and my family, and a few months after his death, someone very close to my family turned to suicide. And that was a very dark time for me. I had trouble sleeping. After a week or so, or just walking around in a fog or a daze, I decided to get some help. And I ended up meeting with a counselor for several months, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. Oftentimes, those of us in uniform, we falsely believe that somehow getting mental health support will ruin your career. That could not be farther from the truth. In fact, getting help when you need it will only advance your career and improve your life. I got help, and it had zero impact on my performance report. It had zero impact on my security clearance, had zero impact on my promotion to captain, and it had zero impact on being selected to be the CEO of this base. I think it's important to remind listeners that suicide prevention is a year-round priority and an all-hands effort, and it's not something that we should only focus on during the month of September.
thank you so much for sharing that personal experience, Captain. And I would like to remind our listeners of the Veterans and Military Crisis Line contact information. From a U.S. phone number, you can dial 988 or text 838-255. From any DSN phone on base, dial 988. And from an international phone number, dial +1-844-702-5495, or you can chat online at veteranscrisisline.net/get-tac-help-tac-now/chat/. Sir, how can you, I, or our audience members be a year-round suicide prevention advocate for their family unit or their peers?
Yeah, there are three primary ways that we can be suicide prevention advocates. It starts with joining the fight and then moves on to connect with others and speak up. So number one, join the fight. Be willing to listen and talk to others. Educate yourself about the different suicide prevention resources and tools, how to prioritize access to medical and non-medical counseling services. Spend time with friends and family, in person and virtually. Seek support from your peers, family, or health professionals when you need it. The Navy's implementation of the Brandon Act allows service members to self-initiate referrals for mental health evaluations, and commanding officers and supervisors show full support for these referrals and reinforce the critical message that help seeking is a sign of strength. We can also adopt lethal means safety as a normal practice in our day-to-day lives, protecting access to weapons, dangerous medications, and those kinds of things. Secondly, it's connecting with others. Check in with your friends and family, encourage others to stay in touch with their friends and family as well. When you talk about suicide, use destigmatizing language and safe ways to talk about suicide. Plan and participate in group activities. If someone tells you something, accept that. Hear what they say without casting judgment. Resist the temptation to solve problems when people bring them up to you. Reassure someone who's struggling. Let them know you care and express your concern. We can encourage service members and families who are experiencing stress or trauma or other challenges to go to Fleet and Family or talk to the military family life counselors, chaplains, or their chain of command. I'd learned over the last couple of years, but research tells us that connection with others is probably the single most effective and important preventative factor when it comes to preventing suicide. Third and lastly is speak up. If you are concerned about someone or if they're thinking thoughts of suicide, ask them, do they have a plan? Do they have the means, such as a firearm or medication? It's not only okay, but it's highly encouraged to be very direct when someone's exhibiting suicidal ideations or warning signs. Take what they say seriously, ask how you can help, then listen and offer support. But stay calm while you express your concern. The same guidance is true for parents too. If parents are wanting to start that conversation with their children about suicide, you start noticing warning signs in your kids, ask them directly if they're having thoughts about hurting themselves or ending their life. Research tells us that talking about suicide does not lead to suicide. Please remember that it is okay to not be okay, and it is okay to get help.
Thank you so much for that information, sir. For all of our listeners out there, there are a world of programs made available to you for those that are considering suicide. You can always talk and connect with someone. So make sure you continue to keep it here as we keep the conversation going with our very own commanding officer when we return. Here is Desiree with You Gotta Be on 105.9.
Listen as your day unfolds.
That was High Hopes by Panic at the Disco. And I am so happy we've got our commanding officer, Captain Shoemaker, here in the studio with us this morning. And we've got one final question. Sir, we've spoken a lot about different topics today, but we haven't yet spoken about how you've been feeling as your command tour as the Sigonella Base Commander is coming to a close. How have you enjoyed your time here in Sigonella? And what are some final thoughts you'd like to leave listeners with today?
This is a question that I've been wrestling with for a few weeks because I knew this time was coming, and I got to be honest with you, this has been an amazing tour, but if I'm being completely honest, this has been the most difficult assignment I've ever had. In saying that though, it's also been the most personally and professionally rewarding tour I've ever had. I've never had the opportunity to positively impact so many things in my life, and I'll never forget the opportunities we've had here. I love the culture here in Sicily, the food, the history, the beautiful landscape, and especially the people. For those that are brand new to Sicily, just trust me when I say Sicily is a very special place. It's a unique experience. Whether you know it or not, the Sicilians have adopted you as their family from the moment you arrived, and they will take care of you like they're your family for your time here, which is pretty cool. There's a lot of things I love about Sicily, but I think my favorite food here is definitely arancini. When I think about what's your favorite memory, it's really hard for me to pin down one specific memory because we've had so many phenomenal events here, phenomenal experiences. We've had some really, really high highs, and we've had some pretty tragic moments too. When we lost Lieutenant Commander Sean Wilhelm a couple of years ago, and then last year we lost Senior Airman Jonathan Flores. Those were difficult trials for this community, and there are families and friends that are going to be forever impacted by their loss. But the most special part about these last 3 years, and I think what I'm going to miss the most about my time here, is just this sense of community that we have here in Sigonella. I've been in the Navy for almost 27 years now. I've seen a lot of different duty stations. I've always felt connected with the people at my command, but those duty stations never felt like a community. They were just places where I worked. My community were the people that lived next door to me and wherever I lived, maybe the people I went to church with, maybe the parents of the kids my kids played sports with. My community wasn't the base, but that's not true here. I think this base is our community, and it's pretty cool. That feeling of community that we have here, it doesn't happen by accident. We have a lot of people and organizations that work really hard to provide all of the things that we need to thrive here. And none of it works without the involvement of every member of our community. You know, I think back to the big events we've done, like Red, White, and Boom. There's a smaller number of people here now than were here for my first Red, White, and Boom back in 2022. I took command in April of 22, and in July of 2022, I thought my command tour was coming to an end because we caught the field outside of the base over there on fire. So I can look back and laugh about it now, but I was a nervous wreck that night. But you think about Red, White, and Boom and Autumn Fest and all the neat things we do. Here just a month or so ago, we did the Light and Sound Festival over at the school. That was a phenomenal performance. And just a couple of weekends ago, we did the base-to-base run. First time we've been able to do that in 5 or 6 years. It's a huge turnout from the community. Such a special experience. That's what I'm really going to miss and I'll never forget, is just the sense of community we have here. Change of commands next Thursday. Then I'll be on the rotator next Sunday. We're heading back to the D.C. area. I'm going to be the chief of staff at Navy District Washington there on the Navy Yard. It's bittersweet. We are looking forward to getting back, being closer to family. We have 2 college-age daughters. We're also kind of looking forward to only spending $300 to $500 on a plane ticket when they want to come visit, vice the $2,000 to $3,000 it takes to come visit Sicily. We're definitely looking forward to that. But I can tell you this, I'm very excited about the future of this community. Over the past several weeks, I've had the opportunity to do turnover with my relief, Captain Dan Martins. And he and his wife Liz are phenomenal, humble, servant-hearted people, and couldn't have asked for a better relief. And I can't wait to see how this community is going to flourish even more under his leadership. So I'm pretty excited about that. But before I give up the mic, I just want to make a couple of quick reminders. Later today, 10:30 over on NAS2, we are signing the Sexual Assault Awareness Prevention Month proclamation. So everyone is encouraged to join us for that. Wednesday next week is Purple Up, so wear purple. Be at the school at 7:30, and we'll show the kids how much we appreciate them as they come into school, and then you can spend the late morning and early afternoon at their picnic and field day. And then this just in, last night, the message came out. So a big announcement to make. Congratulations to Ristorante Belledna and our team there at the galley. NAS Sigonella's galley was recognized as the 2025 best galley in the Navy.
Incredible. Yeah, congratulations.
Now, I say best galley in the universe.
Absolutely.
You know, they have CONUS categories and OCONUS categories.
Yes, sir.
And if OCONUS includes the whole rest of the universe,
yes, sir.
In comparison to size, you might as well just say we're the best in the universe, because it's true.
Yes, sir. So, and they are also the recipient of multiple NAE awards as well.
Yes.
They are absolutely incredible. So congratulations.
Yeah, this brings us 2 out of the last 3 years, 6 out of the last 8.
Amazing.
Best in the universe, so
amazing, amazing.
Awesome.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today, sir. It truly has been a pleasure to host you here at AFN. And on behalf of the entire team here, I would love to wish you fair winds and following seas, sir. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Miss you guys.
Thank you, sir. And for those of you that are tuning in, listen, there's so much that is made available to you. So if you're ever in need, remember that connection is key. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because up next, we've got your news and sports. And also, we've got even more of the morning buzz to get that Friday morning of yours off to one incredible start. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you, America's best.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.